America Weekend.
I want to thank you for coming along to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Always great to spend time with you. No matter what time of year it is, no matter what season, don't you always hear people saying, oh, if I could just lose a few pounds, I'd feel so much better. I wish I could take off some of this extra poundage, right? So I came across an article that I thought was very helpful. We all know it's very simple. If you want to lose weight, you cut back on your calories. But how to do that? Well, I came across an article in Pop Sugar, interestingly enough, Pop Sugar, but five things dietitians want you to know about losing weight. So I thought we would go through that a little bit on America Weekend today. First of all, if you go on a very restrictive diet just to get just to lose a few pounds, it's also going to make you crazy. You're going to be very unhappy. You're going to feel deprived. And what happens is it can't be sustained. So what happens is after a little while, people go back to their eating habits. And sometimes not only do they end up gaining weight, they end up gaining more weight. So unless you have a reason to be off of gluten or off of carbs, you know, for some medical condition, there's no reason to say I'm going everything free and taking everything out of my diet, because chances are it will not work. So keep that in mind, okay? Vegetables. This is what dietitians say is the number one way to lose weight, is to eat more vegetables. Why? They're low in calories. They're very high in fiber. And it doesn't affect your calorie count really at all. So when you eat these vegetables en masse, you have a lot of them, you're not only getting a lot of vitamins and minerals, but you're filling up and you're getting this great fiber and not making you feel so hungry. So it's not just like you throw some mushrooms on a pizza. No, you are going to have them in a smoothie. You'll mash beans up and put it on some kind of whole grain toast. You can snack on chickpeas. You can even swap out regular flour pasta for something with vegetables in it. And they're now making carrot, spinach, tomato pasta. So that's a great way to add vegetables to your diet. And what the dietitians say is that protein, fiber, and healthy fats are the keys to feeling full. Protein keeps your energy strong. Fiber fills you up and keeps you feeling full longer. And healthy fats are really necessary for life. So in every meal, they're saying have most of these. You know, if you can't have all three, great. And when you're snacking, have at least two out of the three. So they're talking protein, fiber, and healthy fats. That's the magic three. And counting calories, of course, we know this. It's about math. So when you're going to eat, make sure you're aware of the calorie count. And also, preparation is very, very important. As you're planning out your meals, you're going to think ahead for every meal and every snack. First of all, it saves you time in the long run and money. What you can do is take one day on the weekend, like a Sunday, when maybe you have a little bit more time. You can plan out your week, you can prep it, you can shop for it, you can make it and freeze large batches if you're going to make a ton of oatmeal or smoothies for breakfast, you can put them in the freezer. Make sure that you have a big salad every day. And what this dietitian is suggesting is making five mason jar salads so that you can just grab them and go. You can prep your week's worth of dinners by cutting up all the vegetables that you'll be using in soups, or if you're going to be cooking them or roasting them, adding them to rice. You can marinate your tofu for stir fries one day a week. That's not going to go bad. And you can make beans in a big crock pot. So I think the preparation and the planning, the shopping, the cutting of vegetables will absolutely give you more time during the week once you get it all done in one day. So I think this is all excellent advice. And if you're going to be on a program or a journey to lose some weight in the next few months, I wish you very, very well. These are some very good tips to pay attention to. I'm so happy to be with you today. Thanks for coming along. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and you're with us on America Weekend. America Weekend.
weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Meet Sean from Kansas.
Best experience I've ever had on two wheels? Eureka Springs. Been to Eureka Springs a few times. That's a lot different than where we're at. Kansas is pretty much flat and straight.
Deals Gap of Midwest America. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Kansas is pretty much flat and straight. Eureka Springs, you curvy, it's up, down, tight turns. It's a totally different experience. A lot of fun. Great place to visit if you have never been.
How do we get there?
Eureka Springs, Arkansas. From Kansas, we come out of 400 down through Independence and then over that route. Drop of Missouri's in the way. It's probably the best one we've had. I mean, that just the riding there. Eureka Springs, going down to Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue, been down there. Riding that area is just an amazing area to ride. Love checking out the different rallies.
American Biker Minute.
Like to travel.
Your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you struggle day after day to complete all of the tasks on your to-do list?
It's a common symptom among big goal-getters. We think we could accomplish way more than is humanly possible. How can you avoid this trap?
With a sticky note. Draw an X through a 3-inch by 3-inch sticky note.
Now you have four triangles. Write down the four most important things to accomplish today.
If the task can't be described in the triangle, it's too much to take on. Carve it up into smaller tasks.
By the way, it's okay to write down less than four tasks, but by using a small sticky note, you won't be tempted to write down more.
Use a sticky note to get your most important things done every day. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.